Eric Trump points out his 112 subpoenas in response to Joe Biden's claim that Hunter was unfairly prosecuted. By Nick Gilbertson on December 2, 2024. Donald Trump's son Eric Trump blasted President Joe Biden for claiming that his own Department of Justice selectively and unfairly prosecuted his son, Hunter Biden, when Eric has received over 100 subpoenas in the last 8 years. Trump ripped Joe Biden in a post on X Sunday night in response to the president's statement accompanying Hunter's pardon. "I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted," Biden said in a release. Trump highlighted the many subpoenas he had received in recent years while sharing the outgoing president's quote. "Don't worry about the 112 subpoenas I have received over the past 8 years," he wrote. New York Attorney General Letitia James, D., notably sent subpoenas to Eric Trump, President-elect Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump in January 2022 in the civil prosecution of the Trump Organization is just one example. In a separate instance, in the same month, the U.S. House Select Committee on the January 6 attack subpoenaed Eric Trump's personal phone records. In his statement Sunday night, Biden also suggested that Hunter was singled out for political reasons. "No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong," he said. "There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution," Biden continued. Biden had said he would not pardon his son, and liberal media repeatedly hailed him for it and also insisted he would hold to his word. The pardon covers Hunter Biden for crimes beyond those he was charged with and was awaiting sentencing for this month. It goes back to 2014. The move breaks precedent and resembles only the pardon President Gerald Ford issued for former President Richard Nixon, as Politico notes. It not only breaks with standard pardon practice, which is to grant clemency only to those who have at least partially served out their sentences, but takes a place as one of the most sweeping pardons ever granted. "I have never seen language like this in a pardon document, with the exception of the Richard Nixon pardon," said Margaret Love, who served as DOJ's pardon attorney from 1990 to 1997, to Betsy Woodruff Swan last night. "Even the broadest Trump pardons were specific as to what was being pardoned. Emphasis in original." In a statement, Hunter Biden claimed that his mistakes have been weaponized against him and his family for political sport, NBC noted. "I will never take the clemency I have been given today for granted and will devote the life I have rebuilt to helping those who are still sick and suffering," he went on to add.